You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
This is Gene Hilton bringing you the Apostolic Dimension from Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. We welcome you to our program, Raising the Standard. Revelation 19:10 says, "Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." So with this spirit, let's take a close look at the last days and the coming millennium from a Jewish messianic perspective. There's a great difference between the messianic Jewish understanding and the common Christian interpretation found in most end-time books. Christians over the centuries have separated themselves from their Jewish roots, causing many misunderstandings of key Jewish biblical idioms, therefore missing the true interpretation of many scriptures. We can better understand both the Old Testament and the New Testament by rebuilding the bridge to Judaism and learning to embrace its tradition and worship of God. This does not mean that everyone should wholly convert or become Jewish in lifestyle and religion. Rather, I believe a Christian can embrace and respect Judaism by learning to think in Jewish terminology and honoring God's appointed times, the Jewish festivals, which truly explain the elements of the Christian faith. So join me today as we open the Bible and study God's prophetic foreshadows to teach us about Jesus the Messiah. Let's walk in His footsteps and receive His revelation.
Well, good afternoon. This is Pastors Gene and Donna Hilton. Greet you to our program again on another Saturday afternoon. And we hope you can stay tuned in for the whole program. We're on every Saturday from 12 noon until 1. And Donna and I co-pastor a church here in Stuart, Florida. And we have for almost 23 years, it'll be that way in a few weeks, Spirit of Prophecy Ministries, right out of Revelation 19:10.
Wow.
What an incredible name that we've had all these years. And so we're honored to be here with you, and you heard the intro. We are wanting to raise the standard in the body of Christ especially, but also in other people's lives as well. If they can just find out the truth, they can be not set free, but maybe made free from all the things in the world. And
Amen.
We're going to talk about some things today that's from the world that holds people back. But we're honored to be here with you, so we hope you can stay tuned in for the whole hour. We're honored to be with you, and so Donna's got a couple announcements to make here.
Amen.
And then we'll start doing a little teaching here. And now we got one important event, don't we, Pastor Donna?
I want to mention, yes.
Bible Marathon.
Bible Reading Marathon. First, mm-hmm. I want to say hello to everyone, and I want to thank you for praying for us and for offerings that you send to us, because we have to pay for this radio program. It's too bad it's not free. But we just praise the Lord that we are on WCNO, and we have been with this radio broadcast for how many years, Pastor
18
Gene?
Plus now.
18 plus years.
Mm-hmm.
And also we are on the internet. So when we started this, we were not on the internet, but the Lord said this would go around the world. So anybody who wants to tune in can go to the internet and listen to us again.
Amen.
And listen to WCNO. It's www.wcno.com. And that is the radio station here in Palm City, and not just Palm City, but everywhere. Anybody who wants to listen can
That's
listen
right.
to
it. In the world, even.
What
That's
a blessing.
Right.
What
That's
a
right.
blessing. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. So we want to say hello to some special people on Andros Island. Apostle Roscoe and Audrey Walks, and the people of the Temple of God.
Hallelujah.
Building, an actual building. They've been in a tent for how many years?
Quite a few years, right.
And now they are building.
The walls are going up
around the tent. And they're really up quite a ways now. So I think the front's all the way up. Sides are probably all the way up. Now they're working on the back wall. And windows and the roof, all these things are coming together for the Temple of God on Andros Island. So if you'd like to help buy some
box
material, steel.
Yeah,
you know, they're going to need lots. They need some. The roof has to go on, and whatever else, shingles, whatever else they put on there, we still need finances. So
yes,
to help
Lord.
To build this building.
Amen.
It's a holy habitation.
That's right.
For God and for God's people to learn and to teach them and to worship God. To worship God, because the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And they're part of us, and they teach the Hebrew roots.
That's right.
The Feast of the Lord, we like to call them preferably. But we want to say hello, and also want to mention that our new calendar for November.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, you know, 2 months left of this year.
That's
it's
right.
unbelievable. But, you know, we're already in the new year. according to
Jewish calendar,
the Jewish calendar.
Yeah.
We look at that.
The lunar calendar.
Right, we're already into that. So we should be ahead of what people would call January 1st, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we know what's going, what God is saying for us already this year, because we seek God and we ask Him, what is your vision for us? And even for the Torah reading that we're doing, the Lord spoke to me. He says to see Jesus in Jesus's face, or see Jesus in every page of the reading of the Bible.
That's going to be our.
So it wouldn't just be the Torah portions,
that's
which
right.
is
all
the first five books of the Bible, but would be
all
the whole Bible.
The
you
whole
know,
Bible.
He's everywhere. He's everywhere. Wow! Praise God.
So that's how we got our theme, right? Face to face with God.
Face to face.
That's our theme.
Face to face. And you know, this pleases the Lord so much. This is the 15th year. And we know that the Bible says that, God laughs from heaven.
Amen.
Of the evil and the wickedness that's going on. God knows everything that's going on. And so he laughs at heaven because, God is going to do an awesome thing in the earth very soon. He does it every day. He does something awesome. When somebody gets saved, it says the angels rejoice in heaven, right?
Amen.
So God is always working in people's hearts, and that's the only place that's where he works, in people's hearts, because things don't change until people's hearts change. Amen.
That's right.
Even families and any kind of situation, a workplace, anything kind of situation, we need God.
Sure.
We need God. We need the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost to direct us in all truth. Amen. So that calendar is, if you'd like that calendar for November, please give me a call. We'd be glad to send that to you. The other thing I want to mention is what you said is the Bible reading marathon. We almost have, we have Wednesday, we start Wednesday, the 11th of November.
On
so
Veterans
I already
Day.
Have people on the schedule for Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have most of Wednesday night is filled. See, what happens is people sign up for 15 minutes. Well, actually, at nighttime, we need people who can maybe sign up for a half an hour, for an hour, or come and stay for longer. So Thursday night is pretty much is filling up, and Thursday day is. And so the people are calling, and people are saying, yes, I want to come. Can I read for 15 minutes? Can I read for half an hour? Some people come back more than once. So we'll be reading the entire Bible, facing Jerusalem, facing Israel, and downtown Stuart on government property. We'll have the Ten Commandments. And we will have the cross, amen. The banner, and we're going to be worshiping the Lord Jesus Christ and just fulfilling the prophetic word that
amen.
The Lord spoke to us about that, which I'm not going to spend the time to go over that this week. We did last week. You can go back and listen to last week's. We talked a little bit more about it. But we need readers. Can you give God 15 minutes? Can you come and read? You'll be reading from a pulpit, and you'll be reading with the loudspeakers, and you're just going to go out, and actually you can hear it vibrating off the buildings in downtown Stuart. It's a powerful thing, and we have proclamations from the city commissioners and also from the county commissioners. And so if you can't come, please pray. I've already got calls from people coming from Fort Lauderdale,
mm-hmm.
from Vero Beach, different people coming from all around.
Hallelujah.
And so we are so excited that God is doing this, and we know that this is God, and so, but we need readers. So my question is, can you give God 15 minutes? Of course,
sure.
I know it's going to take, you got to get there, but can you come and read for 15 minutes? If you can, and if you'd like to be part of this, just give us a call, and we'd be glad to put you on to read. Amen, and that's going to, like I said, it's going to start the 11th of November, and we will finish on Sunday the 15th around noon.
Right.
So we're looking at 90 hours.
Continuous reading.
Of continuous reading.
That's why it's called a marathon. You don't stop.
Around the clock. And when you come, you got to be there on time. Because if you're 2 minutes late, somebody else is going to read.
That's right.
You'll lose your 15 minutes. So you need to be there 15 minutes ahead of time. We need to be punctual. And you need to be ready, prayed up, and ready to read. You don't just run up there and say, okay, I'm here. We've had that happen. Some people get upset because they're 2 minutes late. Things do happen, so then they have to wait until there's another opportunity.
Okay,
but we can't stop and wait for people to get there.
No,
it's a marathon, and when you're passing the baton, that's what you're passing, is the baton. So, and that the baton is reading God's word from cover to cover. And so we just bless God, and we thank you, Father, and we thank you for your prayers as well. as we do this, because you know there's a lot involved, and we prayed Thursday, and I saw candlesticks as like angels surrounding the place. I mean, big ones. It brought the light of Yeshua, so to the area, and protection. You know, we need that protection, and so we need to be in one accord, and we need to be in peace and have that peace in our heart, because you never know who's going to walk up on that property. You know, we've had a lot of different situations happen in the past,
yeah,
and some good, some bad. But I mean, what if have somebody comes walks up there that's drunk, right?
That's right.
Well, we want to love the sinner. We want to love them. We want to help them, and we have many of them have cried and received Jesus. We've prayed for healing, but not during the, not up there where the reading is. We take somebody
off
to the
side. No disturbance, in other words, yeah.
Right. And so it's the it's to read God's word. And the Bible said it would be protection for our nation. It's like a wave. It's like a wave. So we're going to ride the wave. A lot of people ride different waves. Ha ha. A lot of people are riding a wave of Halloween right now.
Yeah.
And so they're on the devil's wave, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they're participating in the things of the devil. But we are riding a wave of the Spirit of God.
And the glory of God.
And the glory of God. And God's Spirit and His Word brings truth. We're reading declarations. We'll be reading prophetic words, prophecies that have been fulfilled and prophecies that will have not been fulfilled as yet.
Right.
So we're reading. When we get in that book of Revelation, people will say, "Oh, I want to read that one. I want to read there." You know what? I just want to wait till you get to the New Testament. Well, we won't get to the New Testament until Saturday,
or late Friday night. Yeah.
No, Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
It's always Saturday afternoon. We don't, you know. And so when you're going to look how much you're going to miss.
Yeah.
Just look at your Bible. Look how much you're going to miss. Do people want to throw away this first covenant?
Nope, I don't.
The covenant where Moses and Abraham and all the prophets and
Isaac and Jacob
and the Psalms. They like the Psalms. People like the Psalms. But, you know, we can't worry about maybe mispronouncing a word. People worry, I'm not sure if I can pronounce that word.
Or the names.
You know, God knows all the names. And,
that's right.
And who knows, even Pastor Gene and I don't pronounce all the names exactly right. And we're not Jewish, so the Jewish people would even pronounce the names different than what we have here that we're going to read out of our King James Bible.
Amen.
So, you know, God knows that. Amen. And so, and He knows we're in America, and most of us speak English, and we don't speak Hebrew. But so it's not, we can't worry about ourselves. See, that's thinking about self. We got to think about God, and God wants His whole word read. He wants it read from beginning to end. God, He is the beginning, and He's the end. Doesn't it say that in the Bible,
yep.
Pastor Gene?
Mm-hmm.
He's the Aleph, and He's the Tav.
He's the author and finisher of our faith, isn't he? He's
yes.
The great apostle.
And we need to know it all.
Yeah.
We need to know it all, and we need to read it all. We just don't come up there and just read the New Testament. No, we want to read the entire Word of God. You know, some people say, "Well, I don't like reading over there when they have it talks about the curses." Well, you better know the curses.
That's right.
Because if you know the curses,
you'll stay away from them. That's right.
And the Bible says, if you know the truth will make you free.
Amen.
So a lot of people don't know the truth. If they knew the truth, they would not be celebrating Halloween.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this message, some people may just want to turn us off right now. Well, you know what? You can do that. But we're called to bring forth truth.
Amen.
Truth. So I'm going to give the telephone number. So don't call me complaining, okay? Because I'm not going to listen to it. I'll just hang up. No, I won't hang up. I love you. Love you to life. Amen.
That's right.
So this is Pastor Gina Donna Hilton, and I want to mention before we start teaching or talking about this, the subjects we're going to be talking about, we're going to be reading a lot from the Bible. We're going to read the Word of God. The Word of God gives us the truth.
That's right.
And the Word of God is what brings conviction to our heart.
Not our opinion.
Because how did we learn these lies? Well, because somebody else taught us these
That's
lies.
That's right.
That's exactly why. So I want to mention, too, that we have an awesome video we're going to be watching this afternoon at 4 o'clock. And Pastor Gene will tell you about it in just a moment. And then we also have, I want to also mention that we do have services on Sunday, the first day of the week. Yes, we do have services on the first day of the week. And come worship God with us, for the testimony of Jesus is a spirit of prophecy. And we believe in the entire Bible. And no, we're not a particularly messianic congregation, but we do embrace the whole the whole truth, the feasts of the Lord. And you all have been listening to us long enough, you know that we celebrate them. We don't celebrate the pagan holidays. We celebrate the feasts of the Lord. It doesn't say the feasts of the Jews or the feast of Israel.
It's the feast of the Lord.
It's the feast of the Lord.
The Lord's blessings.
Amen. So, and so we also, we have a Friday night service at, or we meet with God. Pastor Gene likes to call it meeting with God at Friday night at 7 p.m.
We have Shabbat,
and we have communion together.
That's right.
Thank you,
Lord.
And we spend time seeking God's presence with Holy Ghost music. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
And then, like I said today, we will have a video today, and Pastor Gene's going to tell you in just a moment. That will be at 4 o'clock. And after that, we will have a nice meal together, and we will close the Shabbat out after that. Amen.
Amen.
That will be the end of the Shabbat, because
right.
it's on the seventh day, from Friday evening till
Saturday evening. So come today at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
We've got a wonderful couple in our church.
I didn't give the phone number.
All right, give the phone number.
The phone number is area code 772-285-7007.
That's
area code 772-285-7007. We're 007.
That's right. So as I was saying, a wonderful couple in our church loaned us this DVD, and it's called The Hope, and it's about the rebirth of Israel, and it's got some incredible things, the people that helped establish Israel after all those years, and there was a couple of women involved with that as well. And so we're going to show that this afternoon at 4 o'clock. So if you're interested in your Jewish heritage, and we're all grafted in to the nation of Israel and the Jewish people, so come and you'll enjoy that. Amen. And I wanted to mention also, before we started, we haven't said hello to Daryl and Judy McCray up in Fort Mill, South
Praise
Carolina. They were here for a while, and she was here for a while, so we want to say hello to you and greet you as well. And I want to say hello to my good friend Harley. He listens in every week with us on our program, and we thank you. His ears will perk up when he hears us talk about him. And so we're going to talk about this thing today about Halloween. Today is Halloween.
Oh well, yeah, it's the devil's holiday.
That's right.
I would call this teaching or the sharing that we're going to be doing. We don't have time to teach in depth to a lot of things but there's so much information that you could find out how this all started and how wicked it was, and about the Druids. How they started, why we have pumpkins or they used to make gourds. Or why people would dunk for apples, or why do people dress up, why do people dress up, and why do churches celebrate harvest days and they're copycats. All they are is copycats, and they're trying to make their children happy. Well, what does the Bible say? I'm going to tell you what the Bible says about your children. In Proverbs chapter 22, in verse 6, it says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it."
That's right.
Training a child to celebrate Halloween is teaching them to worship the devil.
I think it's an innocent thing, yeah.
You may think it's a game.
That's right.
And you may think it's innocent, and you may think it's party time, drinking time, dressing up. Even if you dress up like a cowboy, or you dress up like a football player, or you dress up like a princess, you know, you're still dressing up. And you are still trying to be something that you are not.
That's right.
You are not. And the Bible says to train up a child in the way he should go. Do we train up a child to pretend that they're something that they are not? No. And what are we doing? We're teaching them. It's totally against the Word of God. And people will tell me, and I know you might call me and say, well, it's innocent. We don't do that. We don't worship the devil. It's just fun. No, you are dabbling. You are playing. And you're playing trick or treats. What you're doing, and you know, it brings curses. That brings curses on people to do these things. You know that. Well, I hope you know that. Anyway, so praise the Lord Jesus Christ. So, because we're to follow after the Lord. We're not to compromise.
Nope.
We're not to join in with the world. You know, our kids are not going to miss out if they don't have trick or treat. No, it's not. And you don't have to go and buy them two or three bags of candy. You know, do things with your children other times of the year. Bless them. You should be blessing your children every single day.
That's right.
And maybe not with buying them something, but you know, when they know the truth.
Lay your hands on them, pray on them.
When they know the truth, then, you know, your child won't be deceived.
That's
and just like when we our kids were little. Well, we didn't know any better either. Why? Because we weren't trained up to know the truth.
We were destroyed for lack of knowledge.
You can't have half truth.
That's right.
The Bible says you can't have the cup of
the Lord,
of the Lord
and the cup of the devil.
And the cup of the devil.
At the same time.
You can't do that.
It doesn't work.
No. And I'm just going to go over here. Pastor Gene, I just want, we want to go over here to Acts chapter 13. But I'll go, before we go there, I'm just going to go over here to Ephesians chapter 5. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Ephesians chapter 5, it says in verse 11, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness.
That's right.
But rather reprove them. That's what we're doing now. We are reproving them.
Yes,
what is Halloween? Darkness, witches. Well, let's go back to Druids. How did it start? What's it all about? People dress up like witches. They scare kids. They scare people. They put up spider webs and all this stuff. And it's all, what is it? It's darkness. It says, have no fellowship. They go out in their neighborhoods, right? That's a neighborhood is all open on Halloween, right? Sure. To invite the devil into their home. That's exactly what it's open for. And that's what the devil has his tricks. And he thinks that, you know, people think you're getting treats, but you're not. You're getting tricks. You're getting deceived because of the enemy. Have no fellowship. So what are they doing? It's scary. They put movies. I'll just watch the TV.
All the horror programs on TV now.
All the terrible movies to scare you half to death. Those things go into your spirit.
That's
and
right.
They go into your children's spirit. And you're teaching them what? Unfruitful works of darkness.
That's what it is.
Of darkness.
Mm-hmm.
It's the devil.
That's right.
It's the devil's playground. And that's what Halloween is all about. Verse 6 says, let no man deceive you with vain words. See, people will say, oh, it's okay. For because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. So when we partake in ungodly things, like Halloween, the worst day of the sacrifices and the terrible things that have happened in the past and probably
on that day,
and still
yeah.
do, we are partaking. Where was I at? I was going to read verse 6. Okay. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. You can't go to their parties. You can't join in with their things.
Even
these churches that have all these things. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
In the Lord, walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth.
Hallelujah.
And truth.
Mm-hmm.
We want to know the truth. The Bible says that when you know the truth will make you free. But if you decide you're going to go ahead and partake in the devil's holiday, then you know what? I would question, are you really a Christian? Or do you maybe not understand? Or have you been deceived? Do you know how many people are deceived in these last days? And we're warned not to be deceived.
That's right.
It says, verse 10, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. Is Halloween acceptable unto the Lord?
No,
ask yourself.
Absolutely no.
You know, you have the Spirit. If you're born again Christian, you have the Spirit of God within you. And, you know, the Holy Ghost will speak to your spirit. And you'll know the truth. But then you have to make a choice. Yeah. What are you going to do?
That's right. Follow the world or
and
follow
have
God.
Have no
yeah.
fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For yeah. it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. It's a shame to do that.
That's right. It's incredible. Anyway,
Jesus.
People think it's an innocent thing, but it's not.
It's not.
No.
It's not.
We were going to go over in Acts chapter 13 if you're at home and you got a Bible open. If not, you can listen. We offer tapes or CDs to the program of what we teach. If you'd like to have that,
yes.
All we ask for is a love offering. And you can make out a check to Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. And
mm-hmm.
you can mail it to Post Office
Thank
Box
you,
413-413. And that's in Stuart, Florida. And our zip is 34995. And we'll be glad to mail out a CD or a tape. Whichever
and as
you want.
You're going there, because, you know, the story, what we're going to read is a factual thing that happened. And I just want to go read what it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
Okay.
Verse 20, 21. It says, ye... When that says ye in the King James Bible, that means what, Pastor Gene?
You all of us.
It's you all, Southern.
You all.
We got a Southern. You yeah. all means ye. When it says you, it means you.
It's for everybody.
But when it says ye, it's talking about everyone.
That's right.
So someone can't say, well, I can be a Christian and still celebrate Halloween. No, it says ye there. That doesn't say just you. That's not just one picking out one or two people. It says, ye cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils.
That's right.
The cup of devils.
It's an abomination to
ye
God.
Ye cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils.
Shit.
And of the table of devils. Wow.
So we're going to take you to chapter 13, the book of Acts. The first couple, three verses here, this is when Paul and Barnabas were set aside and they were prophesied over and they were sent out. And we go down to verse 4. It says, so they, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed unto Seleucia, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus. And when they were at Salamis, they preached the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews, and they had also John to their minister. John was with them. And when they had gone through the isle unto Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew whose name was Bar-Jesus. Now this is an interesting name. Bar Jesus. It means, I looked it up this just to keep my mind refreshed. It means the son of Jesus. Can you imagine that? And this guy is a pagan and a false god here, completely the way or what he was talking about.
What verse are you in again?
I'm in verse 6.
Verse 6.
So he was pagan, he was a false prophet, and he was worshiping a pagan god. Now verse 7, which was with the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man, who called for Barnabas and Saul and desired to hear the word of God. Now listen to this. Now this is key. But Elymas, the sorcerer, for so is his name by interpretation. So his name means sorcerer.
That's right.
And withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. What? The faith of Yeshua. Then Saul, who is also called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him and said, oh, full of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil. I marked that in my Bible. Thou enemy of all righteousness, wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? And then it says, and now, behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. And immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness, and he went about seeking some to lead him by the hand. Isn't that incredible? And so it says, then the deputy, when he saw what that was a miracle, what was done, believed, being astonished at the doctrine of the Lord. Isn't that interesting? So look at this, what happened here. This is amazing just to think what happened. So here was a false prophet. Okay.
I would, you know, he says he's a sorcerer.
That's right.
Well, you know, we would today call them what, a witch doctor or a witch or a...
Necromancer could be included in that. A lot
in the
of things.
Old Testament, in the, sure. Well, it talks about necromancy and all these things that are of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
These are all of the devil.
Mm-hmm. So it says right here he was a false prophet, and even his name, the son of Jesus. Can you believe that having that name, and yet he was serving the devil? And so here
a
he
false
was.
False Jesus. Well, that's really good for today, because there are many antichrists.
That's right.
And what does the Christ? What does the word Christ mean? It means anointed, right?
The anointed one.
The anointed one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there are many that are anointed to do the works of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
And so when somebody is anointed to do the works of the devil, you know, the Bible says that some people are even unredeemable.
That's right.
And so, you know, so that's a good thing for us to know, because when we're out witnessing and sharing the gospel, we need to realize that not everyone is going to receive the truth.
That's right.
The many are not going to receive it. And so so we have to be like Jesus said, we've got to dust our feet off, not become discouraged or anything like that, but we just go on. We dust our feet off. We don't bless the house. It also says in 2 John, you don't bless. You don't, some people say, bless you, God bless you when you sneeze. You don't bless anyone that's not a believer.
That's right.
You don't bless
say
them.
God bless
and
them.
The Bible says if you do, you are partaking of their sin.
Just tell them God loves them instead.
Say God loves you. God wants, you know, you could say, you know, have a good day, maybe something like that. But, you know, it's so common for people to just say, and I've done it myself, just to naturally say God bless you when somebody sneezes or just when you leave somebody. But, you know, we got to know the truth. And sometimes we just, maybe we've read this Bible several times and we don't know the truth what it says over there. And it was, I think it's in 2 John, about blessing people, because we don't want to be partakers of their sin. So same thing here. If you're partakers of Halloween, then you're partakers of the devil's sin.
That's right.
You're partakers of evil works. You are partakers of what happens on this day, this high holy day. They call it a holy day, this high evil day that that sacrifices have been done throughout the ages, from way, way, way back in the history of it. You can research all that. But, you know, they were called druids and demons and devils, workers of iniquity. And, you know, they killed people. They sacrificed people.
That's what they did.
And, you know, and they call it, now they call it trick or treat. Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, sure. You want to be tricked by the devil? That's exactly what you're going to do if you are out there partaking and you are saying it's okay, because it's not okay. This man was a
child of the devil.
Child of the devil.
That's what the Bible called him.
And he was a false prophet, and he was a false antichrist right there. And there have been false antichrists all down through time, and there still are to this day, and there will be. So we need to know the truth. We need to know the truth. The Bible says we must know the truth. We can be deceived.
Sure.
You know, there's a church in Miami, or I don't know if it's still there or not. I know the man has died. But he was telling his people to put 666 on their arm or their forehead.
Claim to be the Messiah.
And people were tattooing that on them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and calling himself the Christ.
Christ, the Messiah.
Yeah, the Antichrist.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Jesus said, Jesus warned us that there would be false antichrist.
That's right.
False Christ,
sure
didn't he?
That's right.
Yes, he did. So here we have a good right here, you know, this guy was he was a Jew too, wasn't he?
Yeah, I guess so. Bar Jesus, that's a Jewish name, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. We have another example over in Acts chapter 16 that's relative to this topic as well. Starting in verse 16, it says, "And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination." Now this is, Paul's going to show you what happens here. Now, this spirit of divination, if you look this up in the Greek, is the word pythos. It means about a python. It wraps itself around and wants to squeeze the breath out of people. And that's exactly what the devil wants to do. He wants to squeeze the life of God out of us. And so it says, "With the spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying," trying to tell the future how, by demonic realms.
That's right.
"The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation." So it sounds good, doesn't it? Well, a lot of things in the world that sounds good still may not be of God. Listen to this. "And this did she many days, but Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit," not to her, but the Spirit that was behind her and in her, "I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour."
You know, I want to go back to one thing, because this man had authority that we read about in Acts chapter 13.
Okay.
He says he was a deputy of the country.
Mm-hmm.
What does that remind you of, Pastor Gene? It says, "Which was with the deputy of the country," this other person, "a prudent man,"
mm-hmm,
"who called for Barnabas and Saul and desired to hear the word of the Lord."
Mm-hmm.
Well, that might be the other person.
Remember, now this man was not.
Yeah, this man was not. He was
with. He was with Bar Jesus.
He was with him.
Yeah, right.
But this was a Jew, and so he must have gone into synagogues at times because he was a Jew.
Right.
But I think about this this spirit of Halloween. It's like it wants to take over. It's taken over the United States. It's probably one of the biggest money makers. It's like it's worldwide. It's like, you know, it's like this. Wants to come against the sorcery. Wants to come against. It's global. It's like the one world order. It's like the Illuminati sort of. It's, you know, we can't go into all these things, but it's wants to take over the wickedness that Halloween represents. Is a powerful spirit that wants to be worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
Worldwide. You know, you think about the things that are happening in our country. Yeah, we're talking about having a new president or voting, if that ever happens. But, you know, we should be, we got to have someone who is God-fearing. God-fearing.
That's right.
If, you know, you're going to have false prophets, and you're going to have false leaders and people who want to rule just because they want to rule. But if it's not according to God's word, if we're looking to other, if we're looking to people or people to vote for that are not following the truth, God's word, then what we're doing, we're falling into this whole global system that is this one world order that's ruled by the devil.
That's right. That's right.
And Halloween's a good example of that, because mm-hmm. every single street in the United States will have people out going door to door. So what are we doing? People are out going door to door, taking the message of the devil to houses, to children. And who are they using? They're using the children to take the message. See, if you can get the children, this is just, I've got goosebumps all over me. If you can get, that's why our church is called Spirit of Prophecy. If you can get the children involved in this, see, you're training them up.
That's right.
Not God's way, but you certainly are training them up to worship the devil and to worship the false Christ and to become part of this one world government, mm-hmm. you know, that's going to lead us. It's taken the nation to hell. The United States has taken the nation to hell. They want to come against everything that's godly. The government does. What? Marriage, right?
Right.
Abortion. We can go on and on. Taking prayer out of schools. You know, arresting kids because they have a Bible. Or telling them they can't come to school because they have a Bible in their desk. You know, it's telling them if you believe, you can't write an essay or a story about God, why you believe in God. If you write that story, you're going to get an F.
Right.
That's what some of them tell them. There's lawsuits all the time, every single year. There's a lawsuit you hear about in the news. You don't even hear about half of them, probably. If you write a story about God, you're going to get an F.
That's right. You're right.
So what do kids do? And kids, born-again Christian, kids even end up going to college, and when they come out of college, they don't believe anymore. They're so confused.
And no wonder.
And that's the spirit of confusion that's planted in these kids in school and college, even college kids, you know, that this they've been indoctrinated into this globalism, into this one world doctrine that's being run by the enemy.
That's it.
By the devil.
That's right.
We've been deceived, people.
Sure have.
Been deceived. And you know, many people don't even want the truth anymore.
Nope.
I don't want to hear about that, Pastor Donna. I don't want to hear that about that, Pastor Gene. You guys are into legalism. That's what they'll tell you, right?
That's
what they tell us, okay?
We've been told that several times.
Yes, okay. And some people may have already turned us off. That's fine. But you know what? We're going to answer to God for everything we say and everything
that's
we do.
That's right.
So we need to do the right thing.
Amen.
Glory to God.
So, you know, this is a very important time to think about teaching our children the right way.
That's right.
And that's the next generation. I feel sorry for the next generation.
That's right.
I saw in the news there last night that a football coach in high school
prayed with
his team and all before their game, one of their games, and it was against the school's regulations or whatever you want to call it.
Told them they couldn't pray.
And so they suspended him from teaching. He was still going to get paid, but they suspended him. They're going to look into it. So where have we come? You know, this is showing you how far we've gone away from God. Who ever thought we would ever have that happen, that a coach couldn't pray for his players before a game and bless them and all that? It's incredible. You know?
He did it anyway.
He did it anyway.
You know, it's best to obey God.
That's right.
Now, you know, I know there's rules of the country, but, you know, there's so much confusion about the Constitution and all that, which was even set upon the Bible, you know, the Word of God.
It's based on the Ten Commandments, that's right.
But it's been twisted. There's so much iniquity. You talk about that word iniquity. Well, there's three kinds of sin, right, Pastor Gene?
Yeah.
This might be good for people to know. Because, you know, maybe you're listening to this and you thought, gee, I never thought about that. God will just ask God to forgive you, and He'll help you get out of that.
That's right.
He'll help you get out of it. It's like a rat race, you know, you get caught up in it. You get caught up in the costume, you get caught up in the stores, and people say Happy Halloween. Somebody told me that the other day, and I said, don't tell me Happy Halloween. I don't celebrate that day, and it's not
a happy time.
It's not happy, and I said, it's not holy.
That's right.
And I said, anyways, so I just speak up. I just tell them, don't tell me Happy Halloween. I don't participate
in
Halloween at all. So, you know, we got to start to be bold and to speak up what God has laid on our hearts. But you know, it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, Pastor Gene, it says in verse 14, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. So if you say I'm a believer and you participate in Halloween,
you're hooking up with the devil.
You are unequally yoked.
That's right.
You are unequally yoked. You're not to do that. You're not to partake about that. For what fellowship hath righteousness? Is Halloween righteous?
No.
Just ask that question to yourself.
Yeah.
Is Halloween righteous? Just, you know, I just talked to the Lord. Lord, tell me, is Halloween righteous? We need, you know, God's going to say no. Yeah, you're going to know it's not. You know, what do his says hath? So for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? No, there's no fellowship there at all, right? And what communion hath light with darkness? So you're going to be have communion with this day, right? Somebody said, well, it's only one day of the year. You don't realize how much we have been deceived.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We've got to come out from among them. Doesn't the Bible say to come out from among them, Pastor Gene?
Yeah.
It might be interesting here,
Pastor Dale, to give them a little bit of a history and the origin about Halloween. I have a write-up. I've had my files here for years that we used to teach with the kids, and I might just read part of this with you, and you can see how this originated. It says 300 years before Jesus was born, a civilization of people called the Celtics lived throughout the British Isles, Scandinavia, and Western Europe. They were a common group, much like many segments of society today, but they were controlled by a secret society of priests and pagans called the Druids. The Druids of the Druids, and I call them the Druids, were Satanists who worship and serve the demonic god of death, and his name was Samhain, S-A-M-H-A-N, pronounced Saman, S-A-M-A-N is how you pronounce it. These satanic priests literally controlled people's lives through the mechanism of fear. And much death, disease, and destruction came upon the Celtics as a result of the Druids and their practices. Each year on October 31st, the Druids celebrated the eve of the Celtic New Year in honor of their pagan god, Samhain. The Festival of Samhain, more accurately called the Festival of Death, was officially known and is still recognized today by all Satanists, occultists, and devil worshippers as the eve of the New Year for witchcraft.
That's it.
Anton LaVey, author of the Satanic Bible and high priest of the Church of Satan, says there are three important days to Satanists. Number one, it's their birthday. Number two, April 30th. And three, the most important day is Halloween. LaVey says it's on this night that satanic, occultic, and witchcraft powers are at their highest potency level, and any witch or occultist who has been having difficulty with a spell or a curse can usually achieve success on October 31st because Satan and his powers are at their best that night. October 31st, today, Halloween, is the eve of the new year for witchcraft. The World Book Encyclopedia says it's in the beginning of all that is cold, dark, and dead. When you send your little children out to go trick-or-treating, you're actually telling them to celebrate all that is cold, dark, and dead.
That's why you see death. That's why you see goblins and death and all that.
Let's read this about trick-or-treat now, and then we'll go on. The Druid priest would go from house to house demanding all sorts of strange foods for their own consumption.
Or alive persons.
Yeah, or to offer later to this Lord Samhain at the Festival of Death. If the village people would not give them the foods demanded, they would speak a demonic curse over the home, and history claims that someone in that family would die within the year.
That's right.
Thus you have trick or treat. The Druids would carry with them a large turnip. Today we use pumpkins today. Which they had hollowed out on the inside and carved a face on the front to represent the demonic spirit they depended upon for their power and knowledge. This spirit is called a familiar spirit. We just read this in Acts chapter 16. The turnip, or today it's the pumpkin, lighted by a candle from within, was used as a lantern for the Druids as they went from house to house at night. Now it was believed by the Druids that their familiar spirit would inhabit these turnips or pumpkins and assist them in carrying out the spell spoken over the homes and lives of those refusing the Druids' demands. When the practice came to America in the 18th and 19th century, see, it was started over there, never started here. These turnips, or pumpkins today, weren't that prominent, you know, the turnips. But we did have a vegetable native to this country that was soon substituted for the turnips. That's right, the pumpkin.
Pumpkin.
The name given to the spirit which inhabited the turnip or the pumpkin, which his name was Jock, J-O-C-K. And they talk about athletes being a jock, okay? And upon arriving in America, it became Jack.
Jack-o-lantern.
Who lives in the lantern or jack-o-lantern. As you can clearly see, there's nothing Christian about Halloween. It is today what it has always been, a day dedicated to the devil.
That's right. That's right. And people do other things, too. They bob
right.
for apples. That was an old thing, too.
Yeah,
but, you know, they didn't bob in water. They bobbed in
boiling water. That's right.
Or else they would die. Well, you know, boiling water. You going to stick your head in a bucket of boiling water?
No, thank you.
No. I mean, ages ago, I remember when we did it, and I even tried to bob for one in water and never could catch the apple. Can you imagine? You would never stick your head in boiling water. Nobody
sure.
would. They would die.
So they knew it was impossible.
They knew it was impossible. And, you know, there's no way to get away. When you get in, when you start playing around with the things of the devil, you know, you're going to get pulled in more and more and more. And so you think, well, it's just this little bit. No, you're going to get sucked in more
That's
and
right.
more and more. And I, when you mentioned that about the jack-o'-lantern, you know, they used to carve the faces on the front and everything. Now they cut them all out and that. But, you know, when they would put that fire in there, that oil or whatever it was they used, fat, oil, that they had burned this in there. But, you know, I think about, you know, you carve something out. A lot of people have things in their home because spirits live in certain things. If you have things in your home, and we've talked about this in our congregation and different people, and we, you know, we have all brought something in our home that may have we brought back from a vacation. We know a pastor that came back. We know about a pastor that came back from Africa. He used to go over there and minister to all these people, and he'd always bring something back, and he had them in his office. And I think you knew the pastor, but anyways, he started having headaches.
Migraine headaches, terrible.
And he said, you know.
For a long time.
And he has somebody to come pray with in his office. And they said, you know, all this you have, this is what's causing your migraine headaches.
Draws demonic realm.
Because he had brought things back from Africa. You know, people who make things, they actually... Well, speak about a spirit. Spirits go in and out of things. You know, most containers are like a vase will have a hole in it,
right.
Or a lot of things have a hole in the bottom. Well, these people think you're crazy when you talk about this,
That's
but
right.
you know, they do. They're spirits, and you can have things
they draw
in your
spirits.
Home. Say you have things from somebody's talked about Chinese things, Oriental things from the Orient. You know,
that's right.
These things have carry spirits, and they can cause unrest and unpeace and give powers to the devil.
That's right.
There's so many things that we need to go through our houses, and we need to look and see what's there, you know, what we need to get rid of, because, you know, it's not worth having something even if you think it's valuable. Break it. We know people that we got a lady in our church, and she's broken a lot of stuff. You know what? It will set you free. It'll make you free.
That's
it'll
right.
take the weight off. It'll take the burden off. And you know what? You'll be able to hear the Lord, because you can't hear. When you've got all these things going on, all this confusion, you know, sometimes you might hear God, sometimes you might hear the devil, and sometimes it might just be yourself and you don't even really know. But I want to go ahead and finish, read this over here, Pastor Gene, in 2 Corinthians, because I think it's good where it says you're not to be unequally yoked with unbelievers. Verse 15 says, "And what concord have Christ with Belial?"
Belial. Belial, which is the devil.
Which is the devil.
That's right.
He has none. Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? See, those things are idols.
That's right.
Idols. And for ye are the temple of the living God. And God hath, turn page, a moment, hath said, I will dwell in him and walk in them, and I will be their God. You know, God is jealous. He's
That's
a jealous
right.
God.
Sure is.
And they shall be my people. Well, we want to be people of God, people of truth.
That's right.
Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord.
That's it.
And touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness,
that's right, filthiness.
Of the flesh Ooh. And the spirit. Halloween is a spiritual thing. It's
that's
spiritual.
Right.
And perfecting holiness in the fear of God.
That's right.
Now, you know, there's nothing wrong with pumpkins, and I know you love pumpkin pie.
Sure.
But it's a food.
That's right.
It's not to be
but
made
it's been perverted.
As, right.
It's been twisted.
It's been twisted.
That's right.
It's and we need to really seek. Some people, this may be really kind of troubling them right now, but, you know, that's okay.
Back to that pastor you were talking about.
Yeah.
When he took all that stuff out of his office, mm-hmm. within a matter of a week or 10 days, the migraine headaches disappeared.
They went away.
So there was something there. There was an entity in his office that he was sitting in the presence all the time. Even though he was reading the
all
Bible
the
and all, that was affecting him. So you think about it, it's incredible. I thought about this one, Pastor. Don't think about all the other. Where did this tattoo craze come from in America?
Well,
it came from Africa. The Africans, the natives over there, did it to ward off evil spirits and all kinds of stuff. So that came from Africa, and that's the devil's behind that as well.
And you know what? And a lot of people who worship the devil, there's a lot of people who worship the devil. Some people are putting, a lot of people have tattoos about the devil on
that's
their
right.
body. And a lot of people are getting so down, so it's getting so strong that the piercings in the eyes, in the face, in the nose, in the mouth, other places.
That's right.
Private places.
That all came from the
all
devil.
All those things. And not just that, implants. Some people are putting implants in their self to look like, to have horns.
That's
you
right.
Know,
it's incredible.
How people have been, people are lost. There's so many people lost. And there's so many people that are haters of God. Well, those you won't be able to do much about it unless the Holy Spirit certainly can do it, because the Bible says that there's evil in the earth. I'm going to read what it says in Isaiah chapter 5.
Speak to them love, and let the Lord take care of it. Amen.
And Isaiah warns us. What does the word woe mean?
Whoa. It's a warning. Whoa. It's a warning, yeah. It's a harbinger, isn't it?
It's a harbinger. That's right. We could go somewhere with that, couldn't we, with what's happened even on the Day of Atonement this year. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil.
That's right.
Oh, Halloween's okay. It's just a fun thing for the kids.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they'll tell you.
That's right. It's innocent.
That's what they'll tell you. It's not. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness.
That's right.
That put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter.
Well, you're talking about it. I'm thinking about the Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 about these false apostles. In verse 14, it says, "And don't marvel, it's no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light." That pumpkin has a light in it.
That's right.
That light is, they're trying to transform people's thoughts in the wrong place instead of realizing that Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, is truly the light of the world. And so I thought about that when you were reading this about they call evil good and they call what? Good evil. That's what we have.
And also this thing is called trick or treat.
Sure.
Verse 23, look at this.
Yeah.
Which justified the wicked for reward.
Mm-hmm.
You knock, knock, they want a reward. They want a reward. And you know what? Sometimes if people don't get that, what they want, they what do? They egg their house, right?
They do something worse, yeah.
They do something worse.
That's right.
So it's evil.
That's
so
right.
Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil. Wow. I think some people are really getting tugged in their heart, or else they just have a hard heart and they're just going to turn us off because they don't want the truth and they think that what we're talking about is foolishness.
When you know the truth, you have to turn away from it. Amen. Come out from among them.
Come
out
from among them.
That's what the Bible says. Don't stay in that, okay?
But
we did that with our kids growing up because we weren't saved, okay?
But see, Christians...
When we found out the truth, we came out from among all that.
Christians don't know the Word of God.
That's right.
They don't know the Word of God. And even those who say they know the Word of God, who go to church every week, maybe they go Sunday, maybe they go Wednesday, maybe they are even a pastor, okay? There are churches. There's a church right here in town that sells pumpkins for reward, for money.
Yeah.
Well, they think it's okay. They think it's okay. The Bible says come out from among them.
That's right.
So there's churches that have Easter egg hunts. The Bible says come out from among them.
That's it.
There are churches that have
all pagan stuff.
Big Christmas trees.
Oh, yeah.
The Bible says come out from among them. How many Christians did I just... affect by saying that,
or maybe offend
or offend.
The truth will make you free, though, if you'll just receive it.
Right. We were involved in all those things
at
one time.
Before we got saved.
Because we didn't know. Right. We weren't trained up. That first scripture that I opened up with
over there
in Proverbs 22:6.
Yeah.
We were not trained up to know the truth.
Right.
And Christians today are not teaching their children the truth.
So I didn't know the truth until I was 42 years old. See, so I wasn't trained and brought up that way because my parents didn't know the truth and they didn't teach the truth and they didn't take me to church. They didn't do those things. But Christians that we know that go to church, why would you take your kids out tonight and go out and go trick-or-treating in your neighborhoods thinking it's an innocent thing?
Mm-hmm.
You're walking your children into the devil's dens, what you're doing.
And now people, they're doing it in the daytime because they're afraid of things in the night. I remember when our kids were little, there were people that even had put, they were afraid because people would put razors or things in something, or needles
right.
or something.
A lot of things.
I'm thinking of one other scripture, Pastor Gene, and it just kind of slipped my mind, but maybe it'll come back to me. But Lord Jesus, help me. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Well, anyways,
what's the gist of it?
We need to walk in truth. We need to walk in truth.
I just lost
that scripture I was thinking of. But anyways, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It'll come to me after we finish making this radio program, which we're almost finished.
Oh, now I got it. It comes on. But there's so many scriptures telling us.
So many.
That we can't mix the things of God with the things in the world, and especially the pagan things that the devil's put into place.
Mm-hmm.
And he's brought hundreds and hundreds of lies in so many arenas in our country today that people believe the lie. And you know, if a lie is told long enough, people begin to believe the lie.
Unfruitful works of darkness.
That's right.
Well, that's
what
they are.
We're down to about a minute and a half here, so it goes by so fast.
Amen. Well, this is Pastor Gene and Donna Hilton. I hope this has blessed you today and not caused too much trouble in your life. We are on this radio broadcast every Saturday from 12 noon until 1 o'clock. If you want to listen to this again, you can go listen on WCNO.com. Just go to Saturday and look for Pastor Gene Hilton, Raising the Standard, and you can listen to it again. We do have services here in Stuart, Florida. Today we have a wonderful video about Israel, and it's at 4 o'clock, and we will close with Shabbat, with our closing the Shabbat tonight with a dinner and prayer, and closing out the Shabbat. And then we will also have services tomorrow at 10 a.m., and we
Hallelujah.
Have services every Friday night at 7 p.m. So I pray that this has been a blessing to you and that God has opened your heart and your eyes to be able to see the truth.
That's right. Remember, I think about what John said in one of his letters, the Hebrew epistles, that God's commandments are not burdensome.
That's
They're
right.
not difficult.
That's right.
And when we talked about you and I, when we came out of all, I didn't have a hard time. When I knew the truth, I just walked away from it. I didn't have to fuss with God. I said, hey, this is your word. I'm not going to walk in that place any longer. So we just came out from under it. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So we're closing this program. It goes by so fast, but we trust that you were blessed with what you heard today. And we gave you most of it from the Word of God. And so we thank you. So as we close this program, we tell you to look up because your redemption draweth nigh. Why do we say, Pastor Don?
Shabbat shalom, Sabbath peace, and rest.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
I trust that this time with you today has been informative and uplifting. I look forward to speaking to you again next week at the same time. May the God of peace rule and reign in your hearts and lives. And remember that Jesus is Lord and that He is the Spirit of prophecy.